On the show today, we have Viridian Crane's very own Nick Evans talking about Venture Tech, this new venue. Well, new, they've been doing it for 3 years, but relatively new, where fintechs can really show their wares and get credit union investments at the same time. And the end all be all is to make the credit union industry that much better with these cool fintech companies out there. So check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page that's just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Nick Evans from Viridian Credit Union. Nick, how you doing?
Great, Mike. Good to see you again.
Good to see you as well. And we're talking something really cool here, especially if you're into the new technology, new fintech technology. It's called Venture Tech. And I'm really curious about this as well. So give us a quick 411, give us a quick summary on Venture Tech. What's it all about?
Well, Venture Tech was founded 3 years ago in the summer of 2018. I remember where I was standing when it was founded. One of the life-altering events.
One of those moments, I see. Okay.
Yeah. Venture Tech was a collaboration, and in true CUSO form, you know, we talk about collaboration and innovation. It was a true collaboration between the Viridian Group at Viridian Credit Union, Mike Atkins at Open Technology Solutions, CUNA Strategic Services, and we quickly brought in Alchemy into the into the equation, and then added this past year we added Baxter Credit Union to the organizing committee as well. So
all good folks for sure.
A cross section of the industry, different perspectives from the industry. Venture Tech's original premise, Mike, was to match up capital, investment capital from the credit union industry with fintechs seeking said capital. And so, you know, I'm on the board of NACUSO, I'm on some other boards, and for a long time, Mike, we've talked about the need to partner with fintechs, not work against them and not work in parallel, but work with them. And at the same time, there is a lot of capital in the credit union industry, and a lot of it could be put to work differently. And the third big thing is, how do we keep up with the big banks from a technology standpoint? So all those things kind of rolled up into one ball, and we invented Venture Tech as a result. And so what we did is we basically said, let's bring a bunch of fintechs into the room and let them just talk about what they do for 30 minutes or 40 minutes or however long. And in the room, in the audience, will be a bunch of credit union industry experts. And by the way, they have some money to invest if they so choose. And so that's what we did. And our great partner Alchemy allowed us in year one in 2018 to host it at their place down in Plano, Texas. So partners. And the reason we brought Alchemy into the conversation, Mike, was because Viridian's an Alchemy user. Open Technology Solutions is an Alchemy user. Baxter is an Alchemy user. So we have a lot of big credit unions that are Alchemy users, and thus we were also about the impetus behind this idea. We called up the CEO, Mike Hansen, and said, hey, we've got this idea. And he goes, where do I sign up? Wow. How do I get it? How do we help you? And so they've, along the way, they've provided marketing help. They host the website. They do everything, you know, that we can't do. From a technology standpoint, and they host the meeting at their place, and their building is beautiful, and they have the space. And originally, we were going to keep the group small. I think the first year we had 25 people in the room, and we vetted 11 fintechs. Some of the fintechs we vetted in year one, you've heard of Posh, people like that who are making Zogo, making great inroads in the credit union industry today. And we highlighted them again last week as some of our success stories of our, you know, that we helped them get their start. We didn't introduce them to credit unions, but we helped them kind of advance their mission a little quicker. And then in year two, we tried it again. That was in 2019. Again, we went to Alchemy's headquarters. This time we had about 45 people in the room. The word was getting out. Again, we vetted 11 more fintechs. And we, Aluma Labs was one of them. You'll hear them, their name a little more in the industry now, as they make, you know, as they gain some traction in the industry. And then this past Monday, a week ago today, we had version 3 of Venture Tech. And as you might expect, it was virtual. The good thing about that, Mike, was that it was, we could allow more people. When we host it live, we keep it small for a reason. One of those is space. And that is, and we want to have quality networking and things like that. This time we said, heck, if it's virtual, we can let more people in. And so we allowed more people from multiple credit unions. Like my credit union had 4 people in attendance, which was awesome. My new CEO, our new CIO, the list, you know, you can go down the list as an example. So, and we had about 10 new credit unions. We had a couple of trade associations this year, which we haven't had in the past. NASCUS and NAFCI were both there. You know, and we had some advisory folks, a few more venture funds, things like that. So all in all, again, we looked at 11 fintechs in 2020. So our numbers stay consistent. We start with about 35 and then we whittle it down. We have a selection committee, again, of industry experts, mostly technologists. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we have the president CEO of Constellation, the CEO of Service Credit Union, who's a former CTO, you know, so the, and Open Technology Solutions sends their chief innovation officer. And these are all technology people. So we're evaluating the technology first. Is it relevant for our industry? Is it possible to integrate with a lot of our systems, things like that? And once we consider that, and then the big criteria, are they looking for money? And if all those things kind of align, we invite them to Venture Tech. This year we have 15 minutes. It's usually 2 days, okay. Mike, two half days. This year we condensed it into one because it was virtual and we had a lot of time savings by doing it virtually. So we used a video platform called StreamYard and the attendees
StreamYard, yeah.
They could ask questions, the attendees could. And appeared on the screen and everything went as planned. We were within 1 minute of being on schedule the entire day, which is unheard of in today's virtual land.
No doubt.
Really went well. So
is the format, is it like a Shark Tank type format or is it just you just get up there and present and go, hey, that's a really great idea. Let's pursue it. Or, hey, you know what? You might want to work on this. You might want to work on that and then come back the next time or something like that. How does that whole process work?
So it's not a Shark Tank.
Okay.
It's not, we ask questions, but we don't get too critical. We don't critique. Again, the audience is looking with an investment hat on first. Is this something I would invest in? A lot of them are credit unions. So, you know, at the same time, it's probably a split brain thing. Would we invest and or would we use the product?
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's the conversation because a lot of times the questions slant towards a user or, you know, a credit union that wants to sign up for the product. And the fintechs are smart, too. They know, well, we have to talk about investment here, but at the same time, you know, they're looking for possible customers as well.
Right, practical usage.
Especially since most of the credit unions in the room were fairly large, so mm-hmm. on the video. And so, you know, they're smart that way. They get it. They want to be at this event because they know, no different than when I said Altropy, Zogo, Aluma Labs, and Posh, they gained a lot of traction early in the industry because of their exposure to a lot of these people that are in attendance at our event. So, no, I wouldn't say it's a Shark Tank per se. And again, we don't invest on the spot either like the sharks would. That takes a lot more due diligence because you have both investor due diligence and then vendor due diligence that could occur in both scenarios. So that takes a lot longer from that standpoint. So, you know, as an example, last year, Aluma Labs presented in November, probably didn't get their investment until May. But there was a little thing called COVID-19 that put itself in there in March. So that extended timelines and mm-hmm. what's going on in the venture world because of these extended timelines. So that mm-hmm. things that way too. So
what do you say? I mean, you've held 3 of them now and they're an annual, I guess, an annual event. So the significance of it for credit unions? Is it really pushing the fintech ones, I mean, these fintech companies to the forefront where they ordinarily wouldn't, and just really giving them exposure for credit unions to go, hey, that's something we can really use and really kind of level the playing field with our, you know, the bigger competitors out there? Is that kind of the significance here, or the thought behind it all?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the significance is dual, believe it or not. So in the case of Aluma Labs, as an example, our 2019 winner, Best in Show, they didn't know about the credit union industry.
Wow.
They really didn't have any idea about what we could do together, meaning they were introduced to credit unions, by the Northwest Credit Union Association. I think Aluma Labs appeared at an event there, and they started thinking, But I think once they came to VentureTech and they saw the energy in the room and they heard the questions and they're like, oh, this industry, there's something to this industry, right? And now you have to convince them to become a CUSO, which is a whole different story, a whole different half hour conversation, but convince them to be a CUSO. But once you get through some of those conversations, you know, Aluma Labs is saying, hey, we're in this. We're in the credit union industry. We're going to focus on the credit union industry. We're here to stay. So those are the things that you see that's kind of a dual. And the credit unions are saying this really fits because call center technology, voice authentication, the current players in the market don't care about credit unions. They're too big. We're just kind of an afterthought to those big companies. All of a sudden you have somebody here focusing on smaller installations, smaller call centers. The technology fits into Cisco and all the different types of systems that we already use. And all of a sudden you have a beautiful matchup here that again became, was the product of this conversation at VentureTech. So that's where it's mutually beneficial and works well. And I think Eltropy would say that, Posh would say that, and they have said it because they've come back 2 years in a row and they present or they talk to us and they say, hey, we wouldn't be here today without this event and credit unions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. And the other thing I was thinking about as you're talking about is, where do you take it from here? Because it sounds like this can really explode. This could really turn into, I don't want to say a Finovate, but this could be something along those lines where you have a whole bunch of fintechs going, hey, you know what? We want to get into this space.
Yeah, so, Well, good news and great news, right? So the good news is that we've done it for 3 years. We're not sure the original premise is working. So we don't have a lot of data around, okay, who's investing in what? The fintechs, those are all non-disclosure agreements. Who's investing and all that stuff. So the data is a little slow to come in. What we do know is we're exposing really cool fintechs to the credit union industry. We know that part's working. The thing that's, and we don't want to be a Finovate, just so you know, we've gone out of our way to say, hey, we're not a Finovate. We are unique to credit unions. We're invite only. Up to now, we've been invite only. And we don't even want to say we're a conference. We charge very little to get in. We don't keynote speakers. Things like that. We put the fintechs on display and we go boom, 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 one after another, and then we network. And so we say out loud, we're not trying to be Finovate. Finovate has a great model for multitudes of industries. We're trying to stay credit union specific. The thing that we're up against, Mike, is there's a lot of events. And I don't mean this in a bad way. I mean, complimentarily, the leagues are all trying to run their own event. We're searching for that next cool, awesome fintech, but there's a lot of them out there. And, Members Development Company has an event, has a fintech expo. NACUSO has the next big idea, of which we're partnered with. They were a sponsor. They're the winner of our event, which they, presented an award, gets an entry into the next big idea for the next year. So Breach Clarity won our event this year and they have an entry into the 2021 next big idea competition. Aluma Labs had the same. And so, we're working together. I helped MDC with looking for fintechs for their event, and had some intimate knowledge on some of the fintechs that they were trying to get into their event. There's just so many events, I guess. It's kind of exploding that way.
Yeah.
And so that's the good news and the great news, is that our event seems to be gaining traction, but at the same time, there's a lot of other events out there. So we'll have to see what happens. The plan is to have a fourth event as we sit here today. At the same time, if a lot of conferences get postponed from the spring to the fall, we have to really consider that, because there's a lot of virtual conference burnout. We experienced it even this year.
Oh, yeah.
Although we had great turnout, and we had an average of 70 people tuned in the entire time, with a peak of 105. Mm-hmm. The good news is the average time spent logged in was 2 hours and 15 minutes.
That's good. Yeah,
that's above average for virtual conferences right now.
So, yeah.
But we have some thinking to do. Maybe some tweaking. I don't know. Some on our committee want to keep it small. Want to keep it pointed in one direction. Others on the committee want to make it as big as humanly possible if we had the space.
Yeah.
Do we have the space? You know, that, and then what's going to happen in 2021?
So how do you determine what fintechs to feature, I guess, or to come or to invite, I guess, since it's an invitation only? How do you determine that?
Yeah, so we have a 7-person selection committee, and we met every Friday in October for 90 minutes. So there was 5 Fridays in October. And then we invited 6 fintechs each of those Fridays, 6 different. And so I think the last Friday we only had 4. So anyway, 28 was the total. So however that math worked out. What we do is we give them 5 minutes to pitch and 5 minutes of Q&A in front of our selection committee. So that first Friday in October, we went through all 6, and then we talk about them. And then we're done in 90 minutes. In order to stave off recency bias and things like that, we made sure that we picked 1 or 2 for sure from each 6 or each Friday. In other words, we like these are in, these 2 are maybes, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So we had pretty much our roster set by the time we were done on who we liked and why.
Okay.
The unfortunate part this year is that when we condensed, we were originally planning for 2 half days. And when we decided to go to 1 half day, we had to tell the maybes that they were no's. So that was the unfortunate thing. Because originally, if we would have had it for 2 half days, we would have been able to have more.
Sure.
But we decided to condense it to 11. 11's been our number now for 3 years. So, and so that's what we did. So, our committee is made up of technology folks and smart people, and they know what's going on in the industry. They've seen almost all of these. As an example, a Chris Kovacs from Constellation. He's seen just about everything that's coming down the pike from a technology standpoint and can compare it. You know, we would, you know, in our conversation, we would say, well, how do you compete against this other company that we know about? Or how do you compare about this XYZ fintech that we know about and we know how they do things? And so we're able to have those hard conversations in that 10 minutes, and then we can make our evaluation from there. That's how we chose our fintechs.
Okay. So
we chose 11 out of 28.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good. And when's the next one, you say? Is it going to be in October or?
It's usually in November.
Oh, November. Okay.
It's usually in November. the last 3 have been in November. What happens is we get together with Alchemy, usually at GAC, which we're not going to be able to do this year.
Yeah.
21.
Yep.
We usually get together with Alchemy, and Alchemy has a very robust calendar of everything that's going on in the credit union industry, because they attend almost everything.
Yeah, they do.
They're everywhere. So they know what's going on. So what we do is we usually look at their calendar and say, where's their gap in where we can get into some, you know, not compete with a bunch of things. And when are all you fine folks going to be in Plano, Texas, so that we aren't having something while you're not there. And so we usually align with their calendar, and then we set the date. Usually we'll set the date in March or April for November, sometime in November. But November, when we first chose November, it was a lot of it had to do with That being starting to be a declining time in the credit union calendars.
Yeah.
So that people would be willing to go somewhere. And what we tried to do is we chose somewhere central. It had to be a hub. So Dallas DFW is a hub. It was central. So the East Coast and the West Coast can get there in the same amount of time. And then we fly in one day, do it for a half day in the afternoon, and then do it for a half day in the morning, and then everybody flies out. So gotcha. Kind of the thoughts around how we created the schedule. So.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Also, we can look forward to that next year for sure. Where can folks go and find out more about Venture Tech? Do you guys have your own website?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's called myventuretech.com.
Okay. We'll put that in the show notes so people can get to it. So I'm assuming that I haven't been on the website yet. I apologize. But I'm assuming you can see like the previous winners, what's coming up, all that type of stuff. Oh, cool. I'll
look forward to that. So like I said, our event was last Monday. And then on Tuesday, it said congratulations to the 2020 winner, Breach Clarity. We showed all 11 of the fintechs we saw. It shows even 2019's fintechs. It shows everybody who attended. Or who was on the attendee list, it showed the entire list. We like to name drop, Mike. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You can do that. You can do that. And even maybe some up and coming fintechs could go there and check it out and ping you guys. Say, hey, you know, we would be interested in. So that's another way to find out about some new up and coming companies.
And we work hard in trying to find the fintechs. We search high and low. A lot of people send us fintechs because they know of the event now, but. We watch what's going on at the DCU FinTech Innovation Center. So we ping all of the companies that are in their cohort. We look at a lot of FinTech accelerators across the country. We look at a lot of venture firms who invest solely in FinTechs to see what their portfolio looks like. And we have a good base of contacts now. And we just say, hey, do any of your portfolio companies need to be at this event? And so that's how we kind of create our database, so to speak, of fintechs, and then we start talking through what the event's about and some of the criteria.
Cool. Like that. I love stories like this where you just kind of create something on a very organic level, and all of a sudden it creates a life of its own, and then all of a sudden people are like, "Hey, let's go check this out." So
you bet.
Pretty cool stuff, and to have it originate from credit unions just makes it that much sweeter. So really, really neat, and great for the industry too, obviously. So
yeah, we're getting good traction. Again, our Nikuso collaboration with Jack and the folks at Nikuso, they're very helpful in all this. So we get to see all the fintechs that they look at on their next big idea ahead of time. Like I said, MDC's FinTech Expo, we got to see their entire list of all the fintechs they talked to. And I think they had a list of over 100.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on out there. But at the same time, it's getting a little more sophisticated and a little more complicated, too. Some of these, one of the companies that we had at our event last Monday had just announced a $40 million B round. So
wow.
Yeah. So, but that gives you, also shows you that how they feel about the credit union industry and that they want to be there because they wouldn't have to come to credit union land when they have a round that big.
And they're
sitting there with a bunch of venture firms in their cap table who are all helping them and trying to get them to go different directions. So good about that. They were making a name, not only in credit unions, but we're making a name in the fintech space.
And that sounds like it. Good stuff. All right, Nick. Well, thank you so much for this. This is great. We'll put the link in the show notes so people can get right to it and so they can check it out. And even some really cool fintechs who are like, hey, I want to get involved as well. So it'd be great. Great resource. Fantastic resource for credit unions as well. So
yeah, sure. Hopefully we'll see you soon.
I would love to go and check it out. Oh my gosh. I would be like a kid in a candy store there for sure. It would be so much fun.
Yeah, well, we'll maybe we can get you there next year and find a way for you to be a part of it.
Yeah, that'd be great. Oh, I'd love to. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Anything I can do to help out, that'd be so much fun. It'd be a blast.
Well, we need a pro there.
Well, that's why you're there.
Well, I'm not the pro. I'm the amateur. It's amateur hour when I'm on camera. So.
Well, it's always fun. Always. Well, I just, you kind of geek out and you get really excited about this type of stuff and the potential there for credit unions to really capitalize on these technologies. So I see it as a lot of fun. So yeah, good stuff. All right, Nick. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work. So I appreciate the time, and we'll get the word out there for you. Help you out.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.